Good morning. I'd like to thank Almighty God for giving us the opportunity to worship Thee in spirit and in truth. And the things that you're about to be taught here and in this worship service will always be true and to what the book says. I will always be in the book because it's where the truth and the love of Jesus Christ is. As you read in the you heard in the beginning of a lesson or scripture, it was taken from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, when mine enemies and my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Then a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies around me, about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When I say, seek ye my face said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide thy my face far from me. Put on not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for a false witness has risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty have fainted, unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer, courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This is a very beautiful song of David. It's talking about encouragement, courage. And my lesson today is titled, Stand Up. Stand Up For. You fill in the blank. As we read in our Bible, when we turn to many of my lessons are based on this book, this whole book. And all my lessons starts out with Genesis 1 and 1. When my lesson title, Stand Up, Stand Up. And when I read the beautiful song of David, asking you to have confidence, have courage, and as I go through this lesson, why we stand up as Christians. The fourth word in this Bible starts out. The number one reason why I stand up is God. And God created in chapter 2 and verse 7 and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. He breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. Only God could do that. Only God. In Genesis chapter 2, and we'll go to verse 18. And what's so beautiful that makes a person stand? In verse 18 it says, and the Lord said, those same powerful words as when he created heaven and earth. And many verses back in Genesis it talked about, and God said, and God said, and God said, the same God, and God said, it is not good that the man should live, should be alone. And I'll make a help me for him. And in verse 21, And the Lord God called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and stood thereof. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from man made he a woman and brought her into the man. Only God can do this. And Adam said, this is now bone to my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And therefore, verse 24, let's go to verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. That's the power of our God. That's why I stand up. Stand up for God. At this time, as the time goes on, God asked, gave one He gave us one thing not to do. He asked us not to eat of a certain tree in the garden. It was Genesis 3 and verse 3, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye not eat, or neither ye touch it. One thing. Gave us one thing not to do. But all the other beauty that was in the garden, we were permitted to have. But as we know that in verse 6 in Genesis chapter 3, he and her husband did eat of the fruit. And the beauty after this occurred, it was over. If you recall, it says they were naked. They didn't know that. The beauty of that garden, you could scot free. And at that time, things changed. And as we go into verse 5 of the book of chapter 6 of Genesis, and God saw that the wickedness, that one bite of the fruit brought on disobedience in this world. And in verse 5 and chapter 6, and God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth. That the every imagination of thought of his heart was only evil continuously. Verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made him on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. In verse 7, it grieved him that, you know, that he made it. It repented me that I have made them. In verse 8, but there was one individual that God found grace. It was Noah. And in verse 8 it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In verse 13 it says, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is full with violence. Through them that behold, I will destroy them with the earth. I will make thee an ark. Make thee an ark out of gopher wood. And he told Noah how to make it. It was ruined with such pitch and arch and within and without his pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. And he gave it the length. And he gave Noah the height, the breadth, and a window. And Noah did these things. In verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God had commanded him. Why do I stand? Because now I'm telling you about an individual that stood for me. Noah done everything that God asked him to do. As we read, God was going to destroy this world. But he gave us an out through Noah. He said, Noah, build me an ark. And he gave Noah all the instructions, the fashion. He said, gopher wood, Noah. Did you ever see when Noah said, Lord, I don't like gopher wood? At one time, Noah said, Lord, I don't like gopher wood. He said, Noah done everything that God asked him to. And back in verse 18, but he said, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy son and thy wife and thy son's wife with thee. So we see here now that he's not going to destroy all mankind, but he will destroy the disobedience. And in verse 12 of chapter 7 in Genesis, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days, 40 nights, In that same day, entered Noah, Shem, and Ham, Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wives, and the three wives, and their sons with them, into the ark. And in verse 16 it says, and they went, and they that went in male and female, all flesh, and God has commanded him. And this is very important. And it said, and the Lord shut them in. The Lord closed the door. He shut them in. That's why I stand for the Lord. Because the Lord shut the door. And it rained. And it rained. As we read in our Bible. And that's another reason why I stand. Because Noah stood. Noah was faced with different, just some of the same things that we're faced with. Why are you going to build that ark, Noah? No, it ain't rained. It ain't rained for some time, Noah. What makes you think it's going to rain? Can Noah have doubt in his mind? Just like we would have doubt if someone continuously and continually and continually telling us, that's not going to work. To man, they said, it's got to be foolish. Why would you want to build an ark and it's not even raining? But Noah did exactly what the Lord told him to do. So Noah was on the inside, looking out. When there's going to be so many on the outside trying to look in. Could you just imagine that door, the ark, this was the door, and they were just yanking and pulling and scratching and hollering and screaming? You had your chance. You had your chance. But Noah stood up. He built that ark. And he built it. Exactly the way God told him to. And today, we have a chance. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, if you want to get that with your Bible, they foretold, a prophet foretold an event was going to happen. Just like the rain. We're going to come down, destroy the earth. And God told Noah to build that ark. And he gave us a warning. He gave us not only a warning, but he told us what was coming in our lifetime for the people back then. And he was talking to us, at this time we're talking about a king named Nebuchadnezzar. And they were talking about different kingdoms and all these kingdoms. And in verse 44, it talked about in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a, it didn't say kingdoms, it said a kingdom. which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall be left to, it shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. And then in Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3, in the book of Isaiah 2, Isaiah. The words of Isaiah saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it came to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. I wanted to pay close attention when he told Moses, he told Noah to build an ark. I want us to pay close attention. He said, it should come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. In the top of the mountain, it shall be established above the hills. All scored above the hills and all the nations shall flow. It's going to be established. Let's pay attention to a word, a name of a certain place. This is why I stand. This is why I stand for God. So you're going to establish a place. Pay attention to the word Jerusalem. I'm just walking. I'm slow walking this lesson along the road, because I want to make sure everybody gets the right information, coming out of the right book, to be in the right place that was established at the right time. In Acts chapter 1, we were talking, the Bible, the Lord was telling us about individuals. And as we read in our scripture, about the patience. And at the end in the scripture in verse 14 in Psalms 27, it said, wait. He told us to wait. He didn't only tell us to wait once, but in that same verse, he asked us to wait again. That's important. To be patient and to wait. And at this time, he asked others to wait. He said in verse 4, the first chapter in Acts, and being assembled together, them commanded them that Jesus should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And the question was, if his apostles asked him, were he going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Was it going to be rebuilt? But Jesus was talking about a spiritual kingdom. And Daniel was talking about a spiritual kingdom not made with hands. And in verse 8 he said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost and it come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in the same word. We're talking about Jerusalem. Jerusalem was very important at this time. And at this time this is a time when something hasn't been established, but it was on its way. He asked Noah to build an ark. He asked the apostles to wait. And as we read in chapters 1, in chapters 2, we find out that there was a certain individual that turned his back on the Lord. Betrayed the Lord. It was one of his apostles. A chosen one that walked with him in the beginning. He told. And it was told of in Acts chapter 1 and verse 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms that his habitation and desolation of no man dwell with therein, and his bishop let another take. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time, and the Lord went in and out among us. From the beginning, from the baptism of John until the same day that was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. And they used God. They needed God. Verse 24 it said, and they prayed and said, Thy Lord, which knoweth the heart of all men, show whether these who has chosen that he may take part of this ministry apostleship from which Judas by transgressions fell, that he might go on his way, his own way. He said, and they gave forth their lot and cast fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 12. That's why I stand up. Because I'm walking down a road in my lesson that it shows me the encouragement that each individual walking down this road with me, they had for the cause. Nor build an ark, though with others against him. The apostles, they stayed steadfast in Jerusalem. When you know there was others, or surely was downgrading them and talking about them, they stood, they waited. Then in verse, then in chapter 2 it says, on the day of Pentecost, it fully came, they were all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly there came the sound of heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house with they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. It's the apostles. They waited to receive the gift that was promised unto them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And as we read early in Daniel, Isaiah talked about Jerusalem, talked about different nations will be there, be present. He said in verse 5, they were dwelling at Jerusalem, that same Jerusalem. Then he told the apostles to wait, tarry, for the promise. That's why I stand. They stayed, they waited, as God commanded them to stand. He said, and they dwellers at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when there was noise abroad, and the multitude came together, and confounded because of every man heard them speak in his own language. And verse 7, and they were all amazed, and marveled, saying one to another, behold, and all these men speak Galilee. And now they heal every man in his own tongue, where we were born. Pathans, Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. Pamphylia and Egypt and other parts of Libya and Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear speaking of our own tongue and wondrous works of God. And they were all amazed and in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocked him, saying, these men are full of new wine. But Peter standing, that's why I stand for God. That's why you stand up. Look at Peter. Peter said, what? Standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose. It is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it came to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servant and on my handmaid I will pour out in these days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven and above, and signs, and in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. My mercies and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel of the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pain of the death, because of it's not possible that he should be holden of it. For David spoke concerning him, I foresaw. I saw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou didst leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption, that hath made known to me the way of life, though thou shalt make me full of joy with my conscience. Men and brother, let me freely speak unto you the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he should raise up Christ to sit on his throne, and seeing this before spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof he, that we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. That same Peter stood up in the midst of all these people, representation of every nation under heaven. He stood up and proclaimed the gospel, which I read unto you on that day. The first sermon on that day, he preached on the day of Pentecost. And he said in verse 35, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that the God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And he said, Peter and the rest of the apostles. See, at this time, Peter and the rest of the apostles, that's where they thought there was a noise abroad, because they were all teaching and preaching and doing the things that God has asked them to do, to wait for. That's why I stand. That's why Christians stand. Because there's a solid foundation that we stand on. Not made with hands. Not made with hands. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And in verse 41, it talks about, and they would gladly receive the word, were baptized that same day. The same hour, that same day, the same time, at that day. We're at it. About 3,000 souls. There were 3,000 souls new. It was time to stand. God gave Adam and Eve a chance to stand. And they ate of the fruit. But God wasn't through with us. Because He gave Noah a chance to build an ark. Noah did so. That's why I stand. He told the apostles, God's chosen ones, to wait. That's why I stand. They waited for this great day of Pentecost in the great city of Jerusalem. That's why I stand. Paul stood up in the midst of all these men. He told them about the Jesus that you crucified. Told them about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of that same Jesus. That's why I stand. And on Sunday morning, in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, it talked about breaking the bread. It talked about going through the same things that they did at that time. In remembrance of me, the Lord's Supper. And we do it upon the first day of the week. That's why I stand. The First Corinthians chapter 16. It talked about the collection for the saints that have given order to the church of Galatia. That's why I do it. That's why I stand. Because it's in this book. And the book tells you all the things to do to be a Christian and how to live like a Christian. This book tells you how to be saved. If you want to be saved. How to be like that 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. I must hear the word, and just like those that of every nation back on the day of Pentecost. He told me to hear that. Romans 10:17. He told him to believe just like the same ones on that same day on the Pentecost. Believe. Just like he told the apostles, wait. They believed. They waited. We must believe. We must repent. We must make a change in our lives. Repent, change, stop. About face, go the other way. Out of darkness into the light. And if those that are here that have been baptized and haven't given their life to Christ the way you should, by not studying, by not attending services, God give you time to come back. But what is your life? James says, just a vapor. You got now to you do it. Take heed. If he wants you to come, don't be ashamed. Noah wasn't ashamed. The apostles wasn't ashamed. Peter wasn't ashamed. When it was time to speak up, and when it was time to stand up, they stood up. So if we can help you in any way, there's always brothers here that will help you in any way you can through the Bible. Would ask you to stand. And if this is God's calling to you and you wouldn't want to answer, this is the proper time to do so. Let us stand.